Hello, friends. I'm Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church on Morgan Road in Liverpool, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. The other day, I got a call from someone who said he was thinking about visiting our church, that he was going to leave his church and look for a new one. I asked him why. He said that there were a lot of people at his church and people had a lot of different opinions about things. And he said that he thought he would do better in a church where everybody thought like he did. Well, we talked for a while, and eventually I told him to maybe stay where he is and be thankful for the diversity. I referred him to 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul was writing a letter to a church at Corinth, was experiencing some of the same things that he was. So let's take a quick look at that. Starting in verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 12, Paul writes, "About spiritual gifts, brothers, I don't want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagan, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." So Paul begins this letter, the portion of the letter that's dealing with the diversity and unity. He starts talking about the unity of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We serve one God who exists in three persons. Each part is individually beautiful, and together they are one beautiful God. Paul goes on in verse 4, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of workings, but the same God works all of them in all men." So people exercise gifts, they do service, they perform miracles, but everything we do for God originates from the same God. Then in verse 7, "Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." This is interesting. Paul writes that each one has some sort of gifting, but everyone's gifting is for the common good. Now in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul goes on to describe spiritual gifts, and in each description of each spiritual gift, he says they're all coming from one Spirit. So the recurring point mentioned 5 times in that passage is that all the gifts are from the same Spirit. They are not in competition, but in harmony. They are a package. There is unity even in spiritual gifts. The second theme in this passage is the unity of spiritual gifts. They are individually unique, but they share a common source and purpose. Individually, each gift is beautiful and valuable. He goes on in verse 12, "The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free. We were all given one Spirit to drink." So the third theme that Paul has is the unity of the church. It is composed of unique individuals with various giftings, but we are also one entity called the body of Christ. We exist separately, but we also together form a body, called, purposed, and powered by one God. Having laid this theological foundation, Paul now zeroes in on a practical lesson for the local church. Verse 14, "Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an ear, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body." So, first, Paul encourages the believer who feels his giftings are less important. He says every gift is important to the local body. Verse 17, "If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body." So if you're thinking about it, right now, my mouth is teaching, my eyes are looking at the clock, my arms are holding my notes, and my nose is not doing anything. But next week, I may be standing in front of my refrigerator thinking about making a meatloaf with some old hamburger, and then my nose is very important. So look at the words that Paul uses to describe how God views the various giftings. Indispensable, special modesty, special treatment, special honor. Church community life is like a potluck. We all bring some food to the table. We could each go to separate areas and eat what we brought ourselves, but when we all come together, we have a feast. We each get a balanced meal and we can feed those who don't have anything to bring. The key is mutual respect and humility. Pride will divide and ultimately destroy a church. With mutual respect and humility, we all win. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 says, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." This has been Bill Miller, pastor of Redeemer Covenant Church. If you want more information about me or my church, you can find it at myredeemer.com. Have a great day.